and seen pediatric patients in May in Pigeon. With a wealth of experience, Dr. Carey can handle children from 18 days old to 18 years old. In June, we broke ground on one of our largest projects in organization history, a 15,000-square-foot facility in Bad Axe, just behind Walgreens. In July, we welcomed Sebring Primary Care with Dr. Cheryl Canfield, nurse practitioner Devin Heinlein, and their entire team to now form Sure Primary Care Sebring. Dr. Natalia Salowich is now with us to offer podiatry right here at Sure. Dr. Salowich looks forward to taking care of the more than 60,000 feet in Huron County. Also joining our team is Dr. Long Nguyen, yet another great primary care physician to our already great team. He's seen patients in Pigeon. There are many more updates coming in the near future, so stay tuned or go to sure.org for more. And you'll like them. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, and Diga Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Rainey's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. More motor sales of Caro and more Shoreline of Sebring. Huron Auto Parts, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, Bayport State Bank. Tina Seeley of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. North Star Bank, guiding the way, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It's an absolutely beautiful night here in Laker country, and after a week off from broadcasting, it certainly feels good to be back in the booth, not to mention an open-air booth with one of the most dramatic backdrops in the entire thumb. We'll have more on that later during our trivia segment. That's a cliffhanger there, Dave.
Great.
My name is Clark Ramsey, your host for 9 years now on the WLW Sports Network. To my right for eight of those would be Dave Hansen. Last week we were off as I had the pleasure of taking part in Sparty's 30-year celebration in East Lansing on Friday night, then an on-field recognition on Saturday in Spartan Stadium, the reason for our absence last week. But I think I speak for my broadcast partner as well. We thank you to all those who reached out to us over the last 7 days. We are okay. We're back. We're not going anywhere. I did not put Dave into a chokehold before a Tigers game, but it's nice to feel the love.
Well, if you wouldn't take my seat, that wouldn't happen, okay? but in all reality, poor Rod Allen aside, it was a nice little breather last week, but looking forward to getting back into it. And like I said, we jumped into a great game here tonight. I haven't even seen it start yet, but we know this rivalry, the hatred between them, it's going to be hard-hitting, going to be physical for four quarters.
It's crazy to think that we're just 1 week away from the midpoint of the regular season already, especially when the weather finally decided to have a summer stick around for a little bit. Regardless of the weather, though, I'm confident when I say we are in for a good matchup between two heated foes in the greater than West tonight, Cass City and Lakers.
And since we're already at the halfway point, basically, I don't think anybody would argue these are your best two teams in the West, and I feel personally that the winner of this game should, and without stubbing their toe, go on to win the West. So a lot on the table today already in this season.
And speaking of the best of the business, returning for a seventh season with the WLW Sports Network would be our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for WLW Sports and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. Doug, glad to have you back in the booth for one more of the familiar boosts in the thumb.
Thank you, Clark. It was nice to have the week off last week, but I'm ready to rock and roll.
And
Hey, how was the trip up? Did you make any good stops?
I did. Maybe? Yes, I did. Right here in Pigeon, downtown Pigeon, I stopped at El Rio.
Uh-huh.
A really nice Mexican restaurant. Had a couple of soft tacos and Mexican rice, and it was delicious.
I was going to say, does it get the Doug Cole seal of approval?
Absolutely.
All right. You can change things up going with the tacos. This might be a first in 7 years.
It is. It's a little different, but I like it.
Good choice. Good choice. I've heard good things.
And of course, tune in every single pregame show with us as we have our segment called Dining with Doug. As Doug travels the entire countryside, finds the local dinings and eats, and reports back and gives the seal of approval. And I think we're close to batting 1,000 as far as the Doug Cole seal of approval.
For sure.
All right, also with us in spirit tonight would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle, while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions, as well as time possession. I'm not sure how, but we convinced her to return for another season once again with us here at WLW Sports.
Right, and I'm learning very quickly that if it's too cold or a little too hot, she's not going to make it. So I'm sure she has a really good reason, but I'm sure today it's trending towards the it's just too hot to be out in the
Now, this one's on me. I will say our spreadsheet that she normally works on, for whatever reason, has just very phantom issues with it right now, so I'm still working through those things, as well as she really can't see the field from where she'd be sitting here, so it's not really fortuitous for her to be here, but regardless, she will be back with us in the future, so have no fear. All right, it may have taken 4 weeks to finally put it off, but we have almost our entire broadcast team together tonight for the first time this season. It still hasn't happened, but our spotter, or as his credentials say, the Director of Visual Data, Dan Behnke is with us tonight, and I do believe for the first time in Lakers booth.
I believe so, and he's gonna love it here, and he helps us tremendously, especially trying to locate the football, who's got it, and all those unique formations everybody throws at us. So he's always a big help, and make sure we're calling the right number, who's got the ball, and who made the tackle. It's very helpful.
And before we go to a break here, I'd just like to point out, as there's been some confusion about this, the strong side, it is not back yet. We had our preseason special, our two-hour special before week number one, and then we're going to return in week number eight. Normally, it was week number four they would make their return, but due to schedules and a lot of things going on, we're pushing that to week number eight, and then from that point forward to the rest of the way out, we will have the strong side triumphant return to Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. And with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams from the Huron County View and the San Juan County Times, Mike Gallagher, the whole gang will be there starting in week number eight.
Looking forward to it. We'll know a lot about our local teams, who's going to make the playoffs, important games coming up, who we think is going to make a run. So those Sunday nights are very important to kind of see the future of what's going to happen with your local team.
The race for the Greater Thumb West comes to a boil tonight. The Kansas City Redhawks in the heart of Laker country. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com, home of the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Yeah.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you.
Yep.
It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the
business.
I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you're ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to be close to home and work and help everybody out in the community.